Hello again, everybody. It's Scott Casper. This is Takedown Wrestling Radio. Appreciate you listening today. A big program on tap, this portion of our show from our Brewed Adidas Studios, brought to you in part by our friends at Kemen Industries, is brought to you by ASICS, a sound mind and a sound body, and by Kemen Industries, Kemen Agri Foods. We appreciate that. Let's go to our first guest, and that being the man, Kevin Jackson at Iowa State University, the head coach there. Kevin, the fall is here, and tonight is Iowa State's first football game. Is the feeling on campus kind of edgy?
Well, first of all, I'm just happy to be on your show again. I mean, the job you're doing for the sport of wrestling is unbelievable, and just want to, you know, encourage you, as you need no encouragement to keep it going, to keep it rolling. Obviously, with the football game happening tonight, you know, it just kind of sends that sign that, hey, it's college football season and the school year is rolling, and therefore wrestling's right around the corner, and you got all your athletes in town and their preseason training with their lifting and running, and so it really does send the sign that, hey, it's right around the corner.
You know what they say, Kev, when you look back, you be careful what you wish for. The wishes of all the Iowa State fans, of course, when the announcement came down that you'd be that new head coach, they wish that you would be a good recruiter. Well, there are some that said he can't recruit in the state of Iowa. Well, let me tell you something. You've done exactly that. You've turned everything on its ear. You've brought in some incredible talent last year, this year. You've had some incredible signees as well. Two notable transfers, one out of Iowa Central, one from Arizona State. The Arizona State boy, Chris Druin, that guy is a notable All-American. Talk about him first.
Well, you know, just to say, we got some outstanding Iowa kids that we're after currently for this upcoming, or for next year, and we have some outstanding Iowa kids that are currently on our roster right now, and I'm sure we can talk about those guys later. But Chris Druin was a catch that was important to us. Obviously, when he had the opportunity to leave Arizona State and transfer, he chose to do that. He is an outstanding young man, a very intelligent young man. He's already graduated with his bachelor's degree. He graduated this summer from Arizona State, and so he's going to be a member of our team, and I think he's going to step right in at 141 and have the best year he's ever had. He's a great talent. His skill level is very high. As I've already mentioned, his intelligence level, and he has a goal to be the best in the country, and I think he has the ability to do that, and I think he's in an environment now that will allow him to reach his ultimate goal.
You know, I'm looking at the 2010-2011 roster, and there are some guys that aren't on there yet. He is one of those, but you also have a young man that's being transferred in from Iowa Central in Fort Dodge, Iowa, which, by the way, has been pumping out kids like crazy with a great deal of success. This young man helped this team to a national title. Talk a bit about your recruit from Iowa Central.
Well, we have a couple kids from Iowa Central, but I think you're talking about Patrick Hunter,
yes,
125-pound national champion out of Central, Iowa Central, and they're doing a great job. Coach Moffitt up there is doing a great job producing Division I wrestlers and quality young men, and we were fortunate enough to get our hands on him and get him to Iowa State late in the year. He had actually signed a letter of intent with Wisconsin, but he didn't meet the academic standards that Wisconsin has, and therefore he kind of fell in our lap in a certain sense, but I think things happen for a reason, and I think that him being at Iowa State is going to allow him to really take that next step in his goals to be the very best he possibly can be, and you know, like I said, things happen for a reason. It was meant to be. We caught him, and it adds a lot of depth to that 125-pound weight class for us. It kind of fills the void. Right now, Andrew Long has given us, but at the same time, our expectations are high for this young man, and we think that we kind of got lucky on one.
Oh, I think he's found a good home for sure, but let it be known that most of the paperwork he needed to qualify for Wisconsin wasn't there on time for them to make a full assessment of his eligibility, but it was available for Iowa State. So, boom, Patrick Hunter now becomes a Cyclone. Now, take a look at the leadership board. Who are those guys? I got to believe Jonathan Reeder is going to be one of those senior powers on your team, not just in the win-loss category, but in leadership on that team. Talk about Reeder and Nate Carr Jr., both seniors this year.
Well, you know, first of all, Nate Carr Jr. has to, you know, I'm going to let him focus on himself. You know, we need him to focus on himself. He has not reached his full potential as an athlete yet. He has not done the things that he came to Iowa State to do. And so he's going to be focused on himself, and he's going to follow the leadership of guys like John Reeder and Jerome Ward. John Reeder is, without a doubt, the leader of our team. He's a world team member, university world team member. He'll be competing at the world championships in Italy at the end of October. And I didn't think he could take it to another level as far as his intensity and his leadership role and even his skill level. But John's taking it there, and I think he's going to continue to move in that direction. And I can't tell you how impressed that I am with him as a young man. And he's our model that we want all our athletes to emulate. And if we can get that done, we're really gonna have something. So John is without a doubt our leader. We only have three seniors on the team when you're talking about John, Drew, and Nate Carr Jr. High expectations for Nate Carr Jr., but he still has to prove it.
Excellent. Nice job there. Trent Weatherman announced that he would be attending Iowa State. I did an interview with him. I said, Bud, there's gotta be, you know, a dozen schools from across the country that are looking at you to be a part of their teams. And he said, you know what? The only one that really paid any attention to me was Iowa State. And he says, I think I know why. I let it be known that I wanted to be a Cyclone. Do you find that more common than not, Kevin, that other teams will lay off when a kid has openly stated he wants to be a member of a team, in this case, the Cyclones?
Well, I think for the most part, it's a gentleman's agreement amongst coaches that when a kid verbally agrees, verbally commits to a university, that you leave him alone. You kind of hands off him, and I don't know too many coaches that step over that line. I definitely don't step over that line. If a kid verbally commits to a university, I trust in the fact that he's made that decision, a logical decision based on what he knows about the university, the coaching staff, and after this long discussion with his parents. So when a kid locks in early, we get real excited. We use that to lock in other athletes, to tell them that we have a quality kid coming in that is going to be great for the program, and he knows where he wants to be, and he doesn't need to waste time deciding, wait until November. Verbal commitments are very, very strong for us, and we've gotten kids to commit early. I think last year when I first got here, Kyvin Gatson was my first verbal commitment to Iowa State, and that just helped us lock in guys like Ryak Finch and Luke Ghetto and Mike England and Matt Riley and Trevor Volker and so on and so forth. So that was important for us, and I'm hoping we can get a few kids to verbally commit before the November signing date.
And that November signing date is closer than we would like to think, but it's kind of that, you know, you got the July date and you got your November date, and kind of 2 points during the year where different work kind of happens. We're talking with Kevin Jackson. Kevin, as I mentioned tonight, Iowa State's first football game. It'll be kind of a season of departure, if you will, as Nebraska will play its last down of football against Iowa State within the Big 12 Conference. And then, of course, the fall comes around where we have wrestling. How do you look at the departure of Nebraska from the Big 12?
Well, you know, we're disappointed. You know, the location of Nebraska, the rivalries that we've had with Nebraska, and just the history that we've had with Nebraska in all sports is something that's important to the state of Iowa. It's important to the university, and I'm sure it's important to, you know, people around the country. So it's disappointing to lose them. I do think that the conference got stronger financially and even athletically when you're looking at what the competition schedule looks like for our football and basketball teams and, you know, volleyball teams and every other sport that is in the Big 12. So it's disappointing to lose them. But at the same time, there's always been realignment. There's always been changes amongst NCAA football, and I think that's going to continue to happen. I do think the Big 12 is rock solid, and it's going to stay intact, because I believe the Big 12 means something, and so it was exciting to me to see that we did move forward in a positive fashion, and obviously we have some other questions surrounding what goes on with the wrestling program, and those questions will be answered, probably over the next 7, 8, 9 months.
Sure, it's going to be a good time for sure. Iowa State to kick off football tonight. Kevin Jackson, his family will be there. Tell me about your son. How's he doing with football?
he's doing great. He's playing at the Iowa Western, and he's playing defensive tackle. Actually, right now he's second string. They have a very capable guy in front of him right now, but Cole got probably half the snaps last week on defense in the game that they won. They won 63-6, so they pretty much dominated. But this week they play Iowa Central, and that's a big-time rivalry game. Cole's team, Iowa Western, has only been in existence for 2 years. Wow. And but the coaches there are doing an outstanding job recruiting. They get from all over the country. They have an outstanding coaching staff, and I think it's the right place for him right now. And I think his future is very, very bright. And he's a college kid right now, and so it's a little different around the house.
Well, Coach, I got to ask you, they got football, but when are they going to add wrestling?
Well, they said as soon as they get this new football stadium up, they're going to turn over the football facility to a wrestling facility. And they understand how important wrestling is in the state, and that would be their next step in their athletic program is to add wrestling. And as you know, I'd like it to happen sooner than later, but, you know, everything has a timeline.
Always a leader to our sport, Kevin Jackson. Is this an itchy time of year for you, Kevin? The World Championships are set to get underway here in just a couple of days in Moscow, Russia. You were such an important part of the U.S. Olympic movement, international wrestling, for so long. Does it trouble you at all to not be there?
Well, it is kind of an itchy time for me right now with the start of the school year and with our guys in a weight training and weightlifting being trained by our strength coaches right now. It's against NCAA rules to run organized workouts as a team. You can do some individual stuff, but you can't run organized workouts as a coaching staff. We can't do that. So it gets a little itchy because you want to put your hands on your athletes. As far as the World Championships, I've attended. I have not missed the World Championships. I will be there this year again supporting Team USA and more specifically supporting Travis Paulson in his quest to be the best in the world. And I'm not going to miss. I still support USA Wrestling. I still support our team. I support our goal to be the very best wrestling nation in the world, and I think that we're moving in that direction. I think we have a great group of young men that are focused on the national coach's plan and are willing to sacrifice everything that they need to sacrifice in order to be the very best in the world. So I'm excited about the young men that we have on the team. I think over the last couple of years, you've seen the changes with, I think, 7 new guys last year, and I think this year it's 6 new guys on the team from that last year's team. So I'm anxious to see the World Championships, to be over there and view it and to see the new techniques going on and to stay current. And I think it's very important as a coach to stay up to date and current. I'll never get too far away from the Olympic movement.
All right. And Kevin Jackson, our guest, final minutes remaining, Kevin, it's this question that remains. Knowing who you've lost, who's gone on and graduated, knowing who Iowa's lost and gone on and graduated, both teams have fallen just a little bit in the preseason polls. Knowing what you know, how do you see Iowa versus Iowa State this year? This year it'll be at Carver Hawkeye.
Well, you know, people want to make predictions, you know, especially when you're looking at rankings and those type of things. I guarantee you, I don't know where Iowa's ranked right now. I haven't looked at any rankings. I heard that we were ranked 22nd or something along those lines. But I'm telling you, we're going to move rankings pretty fast and furious. You might not see it better. You might not see a team move up a national ranking faster than we'll move up it. But as far as the Iowa State dual meet, that's one thing that we circle just like they do, and you know, put a bullseye on it and shoot for it, and it's time for us to perform at a high level against those guys. Not to say that we haven't in the past, but we haven't beat them in a long time. And so I don't think it's going to be any different than it was last year. Highly intense, highly competitive. Our goal is well as you know, is to go out there and compete to a high level that's going to allow us to walk away with the victory. And so that's the goal. That's the plan. And it's kind of, nothing changes between Iowa and Iowa State besides the faces sometimes. Yeah. It's going to be a scrap. It's going to be a war. It's going to be some verbal comments going back and forth. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it's about who gets their hand raised and who walks out of there with that dual meet victory. And so that's the way we're looking at it. We got a lot of work to do before we actually get to the point to be ready for that. But we have a bunch of guys that's willing to put in the work.